So, the game against Manchester City is on the horizon. When the draw was made, what was your initial reaction?
It was a very strange feeling. As you know, it's only been a year that really I left. So I was kind of feeling I'm already going back there, you know. But it's always pleasing, you know, to have a chance to go back to your parent club in a different shirt. So, to be honest, I'm really looking forward to it.
Does that give you an extra motivation when you take to the field on Wednesday evening?
Really, you should always have the motivation to play, really. Once you know you step on that pitch, you always want to play, to be honest. Extra motivation, I don't know about that, but I know that motivation is always there. But obviously, Man City, anyway, it's a big team. If it would have been Chelsea or Arsenal, it's always a pleasure to play against these teams, you know. So, motivated, yeah.
You see, for a lot of players, we'd be talking about the size of the challenge and looking at certain players about, oh, goodness me, that's this player and that player. Well, you'll know the fixtures and fittings and been around at some of these players in the past. Does that help you on Wednesday night?
Being with them, like, it's not like I've never seen them before. Obviously, I saw them for a couple of years, like at least 3 years. You know, when you see them every day, obviously it's changed your, not your opinion, they're still great players, but okay, they're human beings, you know what I'm saying? It's not like you only watch them on TV. Actually, you train with them, you play some friendlies with them. It's a different story, you know, when you've been around, in and around them. So, yeah, obviously, like you said, it's not like I've never seen them. I don't know what they're capable of, you know, in real life, you know, in real speed. So, yeah, it's another opinion. Like, I don't take it as, it's Man City. I take it like it's a very good game against a very big team.
And can you maybe impart some of the knowledge that you will have with the lads that are here now? Because some of them may well look at some of the players that they've got and be a little bit like, crikey, we have to mark him today.
To be honest, since I left, they changed their manager. I was there under Mancini and Pellegrini is there now. So, but I think it's the same players, really. They've just added like two or three more players. But I mean, everyone is knowledgeable of what they're capable of. Like, I mean, everyone knows what, I don't know, Navas can do, or Milner, or Yaya, or, you know, we're footballers, and obviously we want to do our best for the career. So they are the players that really you look into, like, to take example of.
How does it work at Man City? If you're one of the development players coming through, do you get to mix much with the lads that are in the first team and obviously play against them in training games, possibly socialise with them?
Yes, so obviously you see them every day. You're in the same training ground. You see them every day. Sometimes you get to train with them, sometimes you don't. Obviously, pre-season is where really, like, you really mix with them. Pre-season, and as you know, they have a really big squad anyway. So unless there are injuries or they just played the day before, it's very difficult to get really to train with them every day. Even sometimes, like, for a couple of weeks, you might be just with the development squad, but after you go back with them, stay 2 weeks with them, and it's difficult. You know, when it's a big squad, it's a big team. Obviously, they're challenging for the top, for titles. Sometimes, you know, they don't really have time for the young players, but this is the way it goes. But
it is a bit. And I just wonder what it's like when you're in the midst of that. You obviously have a chance to make it in their first team, but when you maybe move up the pecking order, then somebody else gets signed who's worth tens of millions of pounds, and then that pecking order gets a bit longer.
It could be... You could have two feelings, whether you get frustrated or whether it gets you motivated, you know. It depends on the character that you have. Sometimes it's frustrating. Like, I think about some people that I've seen are really good players, never really got the chance. But, you know, it's like football, you know. You can't always, like, you can try your best, but sometimes there are different factors and it's the way it goes. But I think you should have always that motivation to make it as big as you can and don't look at other players. Just think about yourself. And I try to take example, okay, they brought someone who's worth 30 million. If he's worth 30 million, let me get, you know what I'm saying, as good as he may be, and, you know, I get somewhere in me as well. So this is the way it goes. I think you should always have that motivation, never get frustrated.
And in terms of your development as a footballer to where you are now, how important was the time you spent with Manchester City?
It was good. It was a good time, you know. Obviously, like I said a bit earlier, to see these players, to train with them, to see the way they are, it's always good, you know. And he sets examples. He set examples for you for your career, and you might feel like you don't progress because really you're not playing first team football, and you sometimes it looks like, wow, look at them, they're maybe the best players in the world, and they ask me tomorrow to be at their level to play with them. But like I said, it should be a motivation for you to keep working, and even when you go away from that, you should keep in mind you've seen it, you know. You know what it takes to be there. So work, 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 and who knows? Maybe you get there in the time, but at least try, you know, try and never get frustrated. I think this is the best way, you know, to do it.
So Sheffield Wednesday will go to the Etihad on Wednesday in good form and presumably confident of putting on a show at least here against Man City.
Why not? Why not try? They're human beings. At the end of the day, they're human beings. True, they have big qualities, one of the best teams in the world, best players, but on a day, it's a cup game. You know, you don't know what can happen, you know, so I think you should give it a go, and who knows, you know, like I said, you know, that it's true, they might look big and everything, but, you know, you don't know on the day. Who knows, really? I mean, like, look, MK Dons, what they did to United. I know it was the United, they're not the best, but 4-0. We never know. Actually, we never know. So I think we should try. We should try, give our best, and the end result will be the end result, but it can change that.
It's interesting because even then, in the course of the interview, I'm phrasing questions, if to say, about maybe not losing and not losing by much. I mean, is there a belief here within the Wednesday squad that you can turn whatever side Man City put out over on Wednesday?
I'm not saying we will win this game. Maybe we won't win, but we're not going like as losers, like, okay, we should film Wednesday, we shouldn't have this mentality. I think we should go there, try our best. We never know what can happen. We could score, they could not score, we could have some luck. We never know. I mean, we just try and we see the end result, but I think we should go there, like you said, with belief. And we're not like we have a bad form. We have actually a very good form. And I think that should give us the extra confidence to go there and say, yes, we can do it.